What we expect to happen in September is for the House and Senate to pass a short-term continuing resolution, which essentially continues to fund the government at current levels on a short-term basis, while the House and Senate determine how to figure out a longer-term funding package, which we expect will be what's called an omnibus bill, which wraps all of the appropriations bills into one large package and tries to move that through the House and Senate later this year, which will then provide the funding for the remainder of the new fiscal year.
Plus, Langley says there are a variety of other items they'll need to deal with concerning agriculture.
Other things we will be looking at in September and going forward are several ag-related bills that have already moved through the House this year, but we expect the Senate to consider those starting in September. And these include a reauthorization of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, action on a food labeling bill that deals with GMO and non-GMO products, and then also a bill to either repeal or to make voluntary country of origin labeling. And we expect the Senate to take action on all three of these bills in September and moving through the fall.